Unit 13B. Activities 3 and 4.
Hello, Emily. Do you have a minute?
Sure. What do you need?
I'm supposed to get a 2700 ohm resistor, but where can you find the values on the resistor?
You know, resistors are too small to have numbers printed on them, and so they are marked with a colour code.
Those coloured bands here?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, but I can't read the colour code. Can you help me?
Well, that's no problem at all. First, turn the resistor so that the rainbow colours are on the left.
Okay, ready?
Now, to make a reading, list each of the colours used on the bands.
Okay, so this one's got a red band, a violet band, an orange one, and a gold one. Which value would that represent?
Well, the first two bands stand for the first two digits. The third band indicates the number of zeros to be added. So what were the colours again?
The first one's red.
Okay, red is for two.
Uh-huh.
And the second one?
Violet.
Violet means seven. So the first two digits are 27.
Right.
And now what was the rest of it?
Orange.
Okay, orange. Orange means three. So there are three zeros to be added.
Oh, I see. So that means the value of this resistor is 27,000 ohms or 27 kilo ohms, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And what about the fourth, the gold ring?
The fourth band indicates the tolerance. Silver means plus minus 10%. Gold means plus minus 5%. If there's no further band, the tolerance would be plus minus 20%.
Okay, but I still haven't found the resistor I was supposed to get. I want a 2700 ohms resistor.
The first two bands have to be red for two, violet for seven, with the two zeros added. The colours have to be red, violet, red.
Here, I've got it. Red for two, violet for seven, red for two zeros, and gold for plus minus 5%.
Yes, that's it. Now you've got it.
Yes, thanks to you.
Well, you could pay for the coffee today.
Of course. What about going to the cafeteria right now?
Good idea. Let's go.